Joining me now is Mike Steenhawk. He is with the Soy Transportation Coalition. We're at the ISA Research Conference in Des Moines. And Mike, talk to me about the importance of connectivity with supply and demand and kind of how that relates to profitability.
Well, you know, for farmers to be profitable, they need to grow a crop, and there needs to be demand for that crop, whether it's a domestic market or an international market. But if you can't actually get it from the farm to the eventual customer, then the transaction never occurs. And so, you know, we need to always just, you know, think in terms of connecting supply and demand in our system of roads and bridges and rail and inland waterways and ports. That is that connectivity that allows the transaction to occur and for farmers to be profitable in the first place.
Talk to me too about why farmers should care about transportation.
Well, the fact is our so many of our customers are located halfway around the world. When you look at a field of soybeans, you can assume that half of what you're looking at will be consumed outside the United States. One quarter alone goes to China. And so if you don't have an effective transportation system that can make that delivery, then the soybean industry will flounder. Farmers will not be profitable. And so it really merits their energy, it merits their attention to be knowledgeable about these issues and actually do something about it.
So when we're looking at transporting soybeans from Iowa to China, how much does that cost?
Well, it costs, depending on where it's the origin, if it's like a barge movement, or it could be a rail movement, if in the western part of the state of Iowa, it's roughly $100 per metric ton. And, you know, our competitors in Brazil, it's about easily $20, $30 more expensive. And so that limits their competitiveness. It enhances our competitiveness. And, you know, the message that I try to transmit is that we need to maintain that competitive advantage. It's not in the form of having a lower cost of production, because Brazil, they can produce soybeans often at a lower cost than what we can. But we're able to transport it from point A to point B more cost-effectively, more reliably. We need to maintain that competitive advantage.
Looking at transportation a little more closer to home, transporting it via, you know, semi-trailer and tractor, has the price of oil kind of affected transportation lately, with the prices being around $30 a barrel, or what's the thoughts on that?
Well, it certainly has been of benefit to farmers, you know, in the form of the, you know, diesel fuel for their tractors and combines, for their own truck fleets. So that certainly is a savings. There's a lot of headwinds. There's a lot of obstacles confronting agriculture right now. It's one of the silver linings is the fact that fuel prices, which is a major input cost, has relaxed considerably. Rates for barge rates, rail rates, they've actually relaxed considerably, but I would say the main contributing factor of that is you actually have an abundant transportation supply chasing after more limited demand right now. A lot of farmers still are holding on to a lot of their grain. They're not unleashing so much of it onto the barge system, the rail system, and as a result, rates have actually declined. So fuel is a part of that, but it's actually more of a function of just the economics of the industry right now.
You talked today about the soy transportation calculator. Tell me kind of what that is and what it does.
Well, it really is just a tool that's free, and it can work for soybeans, for corn, for wheat, for frankly any other commodity. Well, it allows farmers to make the most profitable decision on where they deliver their soybeans or other commodity from the farm to an elevator or to a processor. And you know, kind of the bottom line question is, is it more profitable to deliver a load of soybeans 10 miles away at the elevator offering $8.50 a bushel? Or is it more profitable to deliver soybeans 45 miles away to, say, a processor offering $8.58 per bushel? And what the calculator does is it calculates the revenue that you would achieve from that delivery, but more importantly, it actually calculates the costs associated with that, the transportation costs associated with that delivery, the cost of fuel, the cost of maintenance, the cost of your time. And those things need to be taken into consideration, because the goal for a soybean farmer is not to maximize revenue, it's to maximize profitability. And so if there's just an opportunity to extract more profitability, to limit more of your costs from the journey from your farm to wherever you deliver your soybeans, we should embrace that opportunity and explore opportunities to do that.
This past year, Congress passed the highway bill. What's the good news and, I guess, the bad news of this?
Well, the good news is that Congress passed and the president signed late in 2015 a new highway bill that provides increased funding for a multi-year period of time for 5 years. So it's helpful to have that kind of predictability when you're trying to finance and improve your roads and bridges. Now, the bad news is that funding is not sustainable. And so we're going to find ourselves in a quite short period of time where we're going to have to try to find revenue to maintain our roads and bridges, but we don't have a very sustainable way of doing that. And, it was just another example of, Congress did something, but they really took the easy way out. And, it would be nice if our leadership could actually, show greater leadership and encourage and actually solve the problem for the long term moving forward, and rather than just kind of kick the can. So good news and bad news with the highway bill. There certainly are improvement opportunities, but we are at least happy that there is some additional revenue for a multi-year period of time.
This past December too, this fall, I guess, you visited the Panama Canal, which is expected to be open. It's being expanded and expected to be open here in April. What are your thoughts on that, and how is this going to help expansion with transportation?
Well, we think it's an infrastructure improvement, the canal being expanded, that really has the potential to increase our competitiveness. With the expanded canal, we'll be able to load ocean vessels down in southern Louisiana on the lower Mississippi River with at least additional 500,000 bushels of soybeans. And when you do things like that, you're spreading an increased amount of freight over one particular vessel, which lowers the actual cost of transportation. It just helps maintain our competitiveness. 600 million bushels of soybeans go through the Panama Canal every year. That's by far the number one agricultural product that utilizes the canal. And so, the purpose of our trip last year was for farmers to understand the canal and the expanded canal. But then one of the big takeaways is that we need to come back to the U.S. and make sure that we're making proper investments in our infrastructure, because it doesn't do a whole lot of good if the Panama Canal gets better and more robust if we're not investing adequately in the infrastructure that leads up to it.
Okay, so it's easier for us to transport grain right now across the world, I guess, but with this Panama Canal expansion, is this going to make it easier for Brazil and maybe affect costs?
And that's one of the big concerns, is that it is possible where the U.S. would no longer be the most economical choice for customers on the international marketplace. And one of the reasons is that Brazil is making investments in the northern part of their country on tributaries of their inland waterway system. And so they'll be able to load soybeans in the northern parts of the country, go through the expanded Panama Canal, and that'll be a more efficient journey for them. It'll shave, cents off the bushel, off the metric ton, and it'll just enhance their competitiveness. So it really should serve as a motivation for us to make sure that we're doing all we can to provide a cost-effective and reliable transportation system for soybean farmers.
Mike, thanks for your time.
Thank you.